can almost smell the hot oil and burnt rubber through the radio. Or maybe that's just Steve and Sam. You found the Race Report.
Welcome back to the Race Report. Kyle Busch made it 3 wins in a row in the Nationwide Series last weekend, taking checkers in the road course race in Mexico City, the Corona Mexico 200. Got around Scott Pruitt with 9 laps to go. And
without punting him.
Yeah, well, but he said in his post-race interview, he was about to get punted. He said, I understand why he got dumped last year. You may remember it was his teammate at the time, Juan Montoya, who did turn Pruitt around, racing for the lead in the late laps of that race last year. And Kyle said after the race that I see why he got dumped last year, because he said he was blocking really bad, but he finally was able to outbreak him and got around him with 9 to go and then drove away unchallenged for the victory. His third straight win in the Nationwide Series, and he came close to winning even more than that. Talk about dominance. In that series, he's third in points because he has a couple of DNFs, a couple of poor finishes because of mechanical issues and crashes. But, man, he is just tearing it up in that series. And
One driver is in the top five in all three major NASCAR series. It's unheard of.
Yeah. Well, and
like him or hate him, you can't deny he's got some talent.
And the thing is, he was not going to run. The plan was not for Kyle to run the full season in the Nationwide Series. But now they're waffling on that a bit. He hasn't determined one way or the other, but I still don't think he really wants to. Obviously the pressure will mount as he continues to have these dominant runs, and I'm sure if he keeps this up, he'll be the points leader in the series soon. He's not going to run the full schedule in the truck series, of course, but he may end up running the full schedule, and he could be a guy who could win the championship
pressure
in both series.
Pressure equals dollars.
Yeah, well, there
when
you
the
go.
Dollars come in,
yeah. And, you know,
he'll be there.
Sponsors on that car want a car that runs up front, and it certainly does with Kyle Busch behind the wheel. Real quick, speaking of sponsorship, touched on this briefly earlier, that Carl Edwards, the deal with Office Depot expires after this season, and there's been talk. Office Depot's had some financial difficulties, I guess. Stock shares and that kind of thing have dropped, stock prices and that thing. I don't get into all that, the financial stuff, but apparently it seems unlikely that Office Depot would be able to up the ante to stay on the 99 car when they signed the contract to sponsor Carl Edwards, a virtual unknown at the time, in the $14 to $15 million a year range 3 years ago. Well, that price has gone up. Roush is looking more like $24, $25 million per year to sponsor that car, and that may be too expensive for Office Depot, and UPS may be looking to move over there.
Put this in the back of your mind. Remember Valvoline? Where did they go?
Mm-hmm. Away from Roush.
Jack Roush priced them out of his company.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. It could be. I mean, UPS spent a lot of money on Dale Jarrett over the years, and they probably have the dough to do it. But I'm not shocked they're not happy where they're at now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't want to pound anybody too much, but if you got a chance right now, the way things look right now, who would you want to put your money on? Edwards, David Ruderman. All right. Going to be running up front, winning races, contend for championships, or maybe missing a race or two here and there.
Yeah,
so.
And they've had enough misses.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, this weekend, we head to Talladega Super Speedway, of course, second restrictor plate race of the year. And this could be a week that Jeff Gordon could get things turned back around. Of course, has struggled a little bit the last couple of weeks, 13th at Phoenix, and, of course, that disastrous 43rd place run at Texas, where basically they were just out to lunch on the setup. They had no clue. And we'll be the first to tell you that Steve Letarte and that 2014 just basically turned it into a glorified test session. They did spin out, but that car was junk from the drop of the green flag and just couldn't get it better at all. But this is a place where Gordon has had a lot of success, including
he was pretty good there last year.
Sweeping both events last year. So, you know, and you forget now because he did have a suspension issue that dropped him back and sent him to the garage for several laps at Daytona. But Jeff was one of the few cars able to run up front with the Toyotas at Daytona.
Yes, he did, and for a long time he ran up front. You know, Gordon is the master. He's at Talladega, he's got 6 wins there, second only to Dale Earnhardt, who has 10. Jeff Gordon has become, and to say he's a master at the super speedways, you know, he's won on nearly every track in the circuit. So
yeah.
he's
pretty
good
much
everywhere.
The master everywhere.
I got to tell you, Hendrick the last few years has an edge at these restrictor plate tracks, and I don't see anybody that may touch him this weekend.
Well, it could be his teammate, Dale Earnhardt Jr., who, of course, has 5 wins there and was untouchable there a few years ago, was just invincible. Jimmy Johnson, of course, is very good, and those Gibbs Toyotas, Kyle Busch, Tony Stewart, Denny Hamlin, they were strong at Daytona and should be strong again. Real quick from Jeff Burton again, talking about Talladega this weekend and how is it the driver? Is it the car? Yeah, really, you need both.
A lot of times we see at Talladega there's about a six, four, six, eight cars that are better than the field. I know you guys don't see it because we're all in one pack, but we can see it. We know who on the track, we know who the fastest cars are, and typically one of those cars wins. And so we as drivers go, well, we need one of those cars to get it done. But then Jeff did what he did last year and kind of, you know, made you think, hey, you know. And so it is driver, and it's also car. But, you know, the interesting thing is being at the right place at the right time is so important there. And knowing what to do, when to do it is so important. And you see the same people able to do that. So there is a skill involved in it. There's no question about it.
And remember Jeff Gordon, that was where he basically sat in the back all day long.
He only led one lap last fall.
Yeah.
The final one.
That's all it takes.
So it's going
to be interesting.
But on the reverse side of that, though, he won from the pole in the spring race.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about Talladega and, of course, get that race weekend weather forecast from our meteorologist Dan Holliday when we come back and wrap up the race report right after this.